City. All the home teams now the 2-0 lead from last night, Indiana, Oklahoma City, San Antonio. Tonight, the Miami Heat, I imagine, continue their dominance over the Milwaukee Bucks. That is the early game tonight, 6 o'clock. Then you get Brooklyn and Chicago, and the late game down the road, a piece at the FedEx Forum, L.A. and Memphis. L.A. and Memphis. Justin Ankery, Christina LeCure in the Fury Electric Studio. Joined now by Matthew the Couch.
Good day.
Good afternoon.
Sir and madam.
It's 12:07, so you can say afternoon.
I wasn't sure if I'd go afternoon or not.
Yeah,
I couldn't find
like,
the clock.
I'm going to say day.
Somewhere between 11 and 1. How's it going?
Might have to raise your voice so high.
I'm excited, Justin.
Puberty's taken, my friend.
Exciting things happening around here.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here.
Hey, everybody. Smells phenomenal in here.
Well, I just ate 14 oysters, and they were good.
So that's where they went?
I heard, serious, he did eat them, because I did not eat one.
I heard the guys were here.
Sure.
Yes.
There is nary an oyster in sight.
Game ball to the guys from Cajuns, because it's going to be a deck party and a half tonight. Are you going to be able to
attend? I'll be seeing them at 5 o'clock. I'm very, very excited.
It is a great night for it, and despite the fact that R.J. Hawk is going to steal our bits in order to entertain the people,
sure.
By golly, it's going to be a good time. So I say game ball to them, game ball to the Oysters, jockstrap to the men's room a little bit later today. Look out.
Ew.
This morning, Herm Edwards was on the show with no name talking NFL draft.
All right, the over-under on quarterbacks is 2.5 in the first two rounds. You going over or under?
In the first two rounds?
Yep.
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is this, guys.
Yep.
Someone's going to pick one, and then people will get nervous.
Yep.
Let's start clamoring.
Yep, that's what happens. That's always happens.
If you are Tyler Wilson, you are praying that people start freaking out about a run on quarterbacks like they had a run on the bank in It's a Wonderful Life. And if that happens, he could go before the start of the third round, which if I'm Tyler Wilson, I'm pretty happy about. A couple of odds and ends here, and then we will get into what's happening with the buzz.
Sure.
And we will talk more with Christina. She'll update us on what's happening in the world of golf. And
is that all I'm good for?
No, it's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were asking me about you and other people. And I said, you know, the funny thing about Christina is I actually enjoy talking to her about non-golf things more than golf things. Because you get so locked into your little golf world, and you're so focused and serious about golf. So when we talk about stuff that isn't golf-related, then I feel like we're more on equal footing, and you don't try to talk down to me as much like Brianne did about my clothes.
Oh, my gosh. She totally threw you. Did
Our
you
friend
hear
Brianne
that?
Heldman.
Oh, Matt is, like,
no.
Totally out.
It's a great clip. Totally out of left field. Brianne Heldman from Yahoo Entertainment was on with us a minute ago.
It was
ago.
Hilarious. Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be a summer movie preview. It turned into a Justin's Clothes Are Stupid segment.
Justin talks about how he looks at his Esquire and GQ magazine, and she goes.
And I was even being self-deprecating, saying, hey, look, you know I'm not cool, but I like to pretend that I'm cool, so I read these magazines.
It's good to have goals, I understand.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
And she's like, Justin, I've seen your photos on the website. You have never read those books.
He didn't say read. Pictures.
I don't look at the pictures. I read the articles.
Obviously, you don't look at the pictures.
Wow. Clearly,
you just put it on your desk.
Well, here's what.
Did you ask her who she was wearing today?
Yes, I did. And she said
no, he didn't. I'm totally going to ask that question.
Well, I did ask if she's dressed all fancy. And, she's
like, of course, I live in New York.
I will say this. If what Bryant Westbrook wears is fashion these days, I don't want to be fashionable. Because I think just because you dress weird or out of the ordinary doesn't make you fashionable.
I agree 100%.
I like a guy like Dwayne Wade. That is classic kind of style.
I love class, though. Yeah. For me, classic is it.
I think, I don't
throw
think,
on some pink pants and green shoes.
I do think, you know, and especially more so with women, I mean, the colors are seasonal and yearly, and like it'll be the year of purple or the year of orange or whatever. But, you know, classic style is classic style for a reason.
I
mean,
I
so certain
classic.
Things are always going to be in fashion. I think Dwayne Wade nails it. I think he's the best dressed guy in the NBA. I'd much rather be dressed like Dwayne Wade than Durant or Westbrook. I think those guys look like clowns most of the time.
Yeah, I don't like when they go with the big frame glasses and the bow tie just to be ironic, or just because I clearly don't dress this way or clearly don't need these, you know, huge lenses. When it's just to be overly quirky, a little quirky's fine. I think you can get a bow tie. But when you double it up and it's the weird print and the weird color pants, and you know, that's a bit much.
A little much.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Russell Westbrook, sorry. Not Bryant Westbrook, sorry. I was mixing my football and my basketball there. Thank you, Matt Jones. Appreciate you listening.
He's a well-dressed man.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, Brian Westbrook. Yeah, I got it. Okay, thanks, everybody. Appreciate you. So glad all the perfect people listen. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Well-dressed people.
I do appreciate you folks. Thank you. Okay, the NCAA apparently is proposing that 6-win teams entering a conference championship game can qualify for a bowl game without a waiver. According to two sources with direct knowledge of the situation, UCLA and Georgia Tech filed a waiver in back-to-back years for the right to go 6-8. Basically, they were 6-7 entering the bowl game, and they lost again. NCAA approved these waivers, but under the new system, they won't need one. I'm fine with it. Six wins is six wins, and it sucks that you have a losing record and you're going to the postseason. However, as long as no teams with far better records are left out, I'm okay with it, I guess. It is a little bothersome, though. There are probably some 8 or 9 win teams from smaller conferences that might be a little more deserving than a 6-7 team.
I don't like it.
Okay.
If you're in a terrible conference and you win 6-7 because you lost your conference title, if you're not .500, you don't deserve to go to a bowl game.
Correct.
Okay, so the question becomes,
unless you're in the SEC and you're Arkansas next year.
If you're an 8-win team in the MAC, are you better than a team that goes .500 in a BCS conference?
Potentially. Any given Saturday.
And potentially
better, you are.
Maybe not.
Yeah. But if you can't finish, if you can't, even Arkansas next year, if you can't win 6 games, 4 non-conference, and even 2, even in the SEC, you do not deserve to go to a bowl game.
Okay.
The end.
Ooh, the hand slap.
Look,
that's official.
What color is his shirt?
Black.
Exactly.
Faded black.
That's Matt's life, black and white. He doesn't see shades of gray.
No. That ain't no colorblind.
Let alone 50 of them.
It's a matter of principle and the colorblindness somewhere in there.
There's a lot of guys who are colorblind. Are you?
No.
A lot of guys are colorblind.
I don't see color, but I'm not colorblind, if you know what I mean.
I sense it, but that's about it. It's the feeling I get.
Allen Iverson made $20,840,625 in his career. No, that's not right. That's actually one season.
Good job, Allen.
I was about to say. I was like, what?
Nice work,
really?
Bubba.
Let me recue this. Allen Iverson made over $20 million during the 2008-2009
NBA
season.
There
you are. He made over $154 million during his basketball career. He is broke.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
The Washington Post reported last week that he is so broke that during his 2012 divorce proceeding, his ex-wife gave him $61 so he could go get something to eat, a cheeseburger
that
specifically.
That was nice of
her. A $61 cheeseburger? That is why
that
you were broke.
That could be the issue.
No, he didn't pay $61 for the cheeseburger. He just had $61 because that's what she had in her pocket. He also claimed in December that his monthly costs were over $358,000.
Him and Sean Kemp. Him and Sean Kemp. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the thing about Allen Iverson.
It happens all the time.
This is a zone FU. Mm-hmm. So the question isn't, did he become broke? We all assume and understand now that he did become broke, although he made over $150 million in his career.
Sure.
The question becomes, Matt, how does one become broke?
How does one spend the
money from Mr. Brewster? You are Mr. Brewster. You're spending Brewster's millions. How do you do it?
I think the problem is you have that lifestyle, and I understand you want to splurge when you're a young athlete. You know, even to our level, I mean, when you have money, you spend to that level, especially when you're
Correct.
Younger. But when you're making that kind of money, you have to have someone in your corner other than the friends, the posse, whatever.
I got to be a posse.
Financial planning. I mean, you can't just keep that lifestyle up of going out every night and buying the entire bar or the entire club or whatever, or spending, you know, elaborate money on cars, whips.
It happens all the time, though. Think about it. Like, people always say, if Tiger Woods retired today, he'd be fine because he has all the money in the bank. But that's not necessarily true. When you, and exactly what you're saying, Matt, when you live up to your lifestyle right now, let's say someone in here makes $100,000 a year. So we're going to live up to around $100,000 a year. If someone makes $200,000 a year, they're going to live up to that. If someone makes $30 million a year, they're going to live up to that. I mean, it's just.
And their
simple.
Money's not just sitting in a bank either. A lot of it's tied up in investments, should be. A lot of it's tied up in real estate. Or you know, silver, gold, whatever it is. Right, and you get some bad investment planning. I'm not going to name names, but that's 33 from Chicago. That happens. I mean, you can have a lot of money and lose a lot of money because of poor investments or poor investment strategies. Absolutely. John L. Smith.
The top 8 ways that Allen Iverson blew his $150 million fortune, according to this list that I have. Because I know you're interested.
Absolutely.
Note to self, if you're struggling financially, do not go out and buy a $4.5 million home. That's exactly what Allen Iverson did. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this much from experience, and I have never owned a house of that nature. But the cool thing about these websites now, Realtor.com, Trulia, you can actually look at very expensive homes, and I do it just as sort of a pastime.
Right.
To see what does $4.5 million buy it? What does $2 million buy it? What does $1 million buy it? What does $700,000 buy
it? Depends where you are.
Well, I'm talking around here.
Oh, around here, it would do you a
around
lot.
Here, right.
Well, it does, but I'm saying there ain't that much difference in a lot of cases between $1 million and $2 million or $1 million and $3 million. They're all
high
really
end
nice.
Fixtures.
No question. Yeah. But the bottom line is
crown molding.
You don't need a $4.5 million house, okay? He purchased a $4.5 million mansion while he's already struggling financially. The house recently went into foreclosure. Number two on the list, spent $850,000 on jewelry, which doesn't seem like a lot to me, but again, if you only made $150 million, you're spending almost $1 million on jewelry. That's stupid. Plus, again, if you made 150, let's not forget, you didn't take home. Today's payday.
Absolutely not.
Did you look at your paycheck? Did you take home every bit of the money you made?
Hold on. Jewelry is actually a very good investment. It does not depreciate. Diamonds really don't depreciate. So
it's too bad we didn't all load up on gold 10 years ago because we'd all be rich.
Gold and diamonds. I mean, those things don't really depreciate.
What about diamonds and pearls, Prince?
I don't know. But that's more like that's better investment than buying like a car or something. My gosh, a car that the minute you buy it.
Speaking
drive off
of Christina, $300,000 to $400,000 car. Everybody remembers how blinged out he was in his prime.
Very unless you're buying cars. Like old exotic Lamborghinis or something. Right.
There are a few, vehicles
that
will.
Worst investment ever. You drive it off the lot and you lose.
The bigger the price tag, the bigger that drop.
Yes.
He hated luggage. Another problem with Allen Iverson. During his high-profile NBA career, he reportedly hated luggage so much that he actually bought new clothes on road trips. What's a bigger pain in the butt? Going store to store and buying new clothes to wear around town?
No, they bring them to you.
Or?
They bring them to you.
Hauling your luggage around. Well, you're not probably hauling your luggage around either. You know what I would do? I would hire somebody to carry my luggage for me. Be cheaper than buying new clothes all the time. But despite the fact that he was constantly buying new clothes, like George Costanza's plan to have 365 pairs of underwear so he only had to do laundry once a year, he supposedly spent $1,000 a month on laundry. Again, it's understandable considering he had that image and all those fancy clothes, but still, you know, you could occasionally do a couple loads at home. Just saying. Apparently, he loves to eat. He apparently spends $10,000 a month on groceries. The guy weighs 165 pounds.
Right. At this point, it's an addiction.
Yeah, but
it's
how like many people is on his payroll?
How many mouths are being fed by that 10
grand? Exactly.
In addition to that, according to this story, he spends $10,000 a month on restaurants in addition to the 10 grand he spends on groceries. And last but not least, Iverson spent a lot of time and money on bottle service at nightclubs in the Mile High City. Prices of bottles range from a variety of prices. Lower priced options included Malibu rum for over $100.
Right.
Top shelf champagne, Cristal, Dom Perignon, around $700 for table service. Assuming AI was making a few appearances at such nightclubs, it's understandable how he might have been doing so poorly today.
It can happen. It happens all the time. Do you not watch ESPN like 20 on 20? Like, I mean, they
it's
do.
It's 30.
30 under
30. 30 for 30.
Right. 30 for 30.
20 under 20.
Well, that's like on 30 for 30.
30 under 30 is a list of people who are doing well under 30 years of age. Tommy keeps calling it 30 on 30.
Right.
It is such a minor thing for a guy who just called Russell Westbrook Brian Westbrook,
right.
But he constantly calls it 30 on 30. I'm like, it's 30 for 30.
30 for 30, and it's 40 under 40. My husband was on the list. That's how I know.
Oh, big
I'm
deal.
I'm just saying.
So was
it,
I.
It was a big deal.
They let anybody on that list.
No, they don't. They only let 40 people per year on that list,
that are
actually.
Under 40
that
years
are under
of age,
40.
To be fair. She's got a valid point.
It's not just
I made
anyone.
It, and I will bet you by the end of your 40s, or by the time you hit 40, you'll have made it too.
Let's do it, Bubba.
I'm still pushing for 30 under 30, but it didn't work.
I want to be 30 right at 30. If they have
Me
a,
too.
If there's a,
I'm in.
If
you and Big Baby.
Year.
It could be a co-entry.
Ooh, the math. I like it.
The buzz is a math.
Both of us, Bubba.
Okay.
No, that's like the guy on just touch on that one more time. The guy on Broke that had what $40,000 or whatever, and he was going home, so he stopped and bought like an H2 or an H3, used or whatever.
He had like
with
30 grand and he spent 40 grand.
Right.
Man, dumb. Matt Jones says Westbrook has style like Gwen Stefani in 95. I can't stand it, but yeah. Ethan says, is that counting endorsements? I bet he made way more than $150 million.
Yeah, true that.
Guaranteed. That was just in
salary. That's probably double.
But again, you don't take home $150. By the time you pay your agents, you pay your handlers, you pay your posse, you handle all your business, you pay your taxes, hopefully. You don't have $150 million. You're lucky if you have $15 million at the end of the day.
Yeah, very, very true.
Okay. And once you get the leeches, that's a wrap. I mean, once you get
leeches
the
leeches are expensive,
the crew,
Matt.
Right.
Of all the pets you could have, leeches are the most expensive.
The housing, the food.
Yes.
The blood?
The blood. My God, the blood. Okay, a couple things here. Kevin Little Rock on the Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Kev says, AI, I'm guessing he wasn't buying the jewelry by the ounce. I bet he overpaid for each piece. That's probably true. Jeff in Des Moines says, Justin isn't colorblind. He's illiterate. Don't confuse the two. Jim says, just thought of your new station name, K-A-B Low T The Boner. That's cute.
I like it.
Hey, look, man, we gotta pay the bills where we can. Kevin Little Rock, you can give a girl and a guy what? You can have a girl and a guy go at it over Pacino. Let's see, where should I start? I know, okay.
I don't think we disagreed on Pacino or Pacino.
Pacino or
Bobby Pacino.
No, that's not what I meant to say.
That would be a great character. Bobby Pacino.
Bobby Pacino.
So he says things that Bobby Pacino would say, but he says them like Al Pacino.
Yeah. Hey, I'm for it. We can work on this.
Actually, I'd rather have him sound like Pacino, but say stuff that Pacino would say.
Pacino?
Yeah, but he's
like
he goes
speaking as Pacino, but reading the lines of Pacino. What's a good Pacino line?
If I was 10 years younger, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Take a flamethrower.
Oh my gosh.
Montana. Antonio Montana. Shame in the locker room will probably be enough punishment for Groves for his crime, says Ethan in Florida. If you missed it, it was a Cleveland Browns linebacker. Just signed a deal for $1.4 million for 2 years, $1.4 each year, so 2.8 total. Sure. And he went right out and bought himself a hooker and got busted in a sting. Oops.
Did he buy said hooker? Did he rent?
Like,
yeah.
Okay, he was leasing her.
For free.
Exactly. You should be able to, right?
Yes. I mean,
You're either you have the least amount of game in the history of the world.
Spending the money becomes an addiction. It has to. That's got to be what it is. I mean, women.
Why did you buy the Why did you pay for the hooker?
Habits.
I paid for the hooker.
Our words are just getting screwed up in here today.
So she would leave in the morning.
I paid for the hooker because I had the money. That's why. Seems reasonable. Okay. Matt.
Wow.
We'll get back to some other stuff here in a minute. I've got some actually entertainment and NFL draft crossover story.
Speaking of Allen Iverson, hello.
I don't know what that means.
Crossover.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what he did.
Yep. Okay, so talk to me.
Crossovers and cornrows. Tonight, we have spoken about this, but Cajun's Deck Party with R.J. Hawk. And rumor has it that Roger Scott and I don't know if David's going to be there. I know Tommy. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with him. Tommy, I want to thank you for what you did in my office this morning. I'm not going to put you on blast just yet, but Wednesday morning on your show, we are going to discuss this. Now, tomorrow, Overtime is going to be live at Guatney Chevrolet in Jacksonville. That's right under the giant American flag. So, you know, right there under Freedom, Matt Jones, Trey Schaap. RJ Hawk is going to be Central Arkansas Honda, 4 to 6, and then Rev Room with Roger Scott from 6 to 8. So get out there and see Raj. You can also check Roger out on the homepage at 1037thebuzz.com. He is in a wife beater, because that's what we do with Roger. Whether he's a leprechaun, a Viking, a Smurf, or eating barbecue, it always involves a wife beater of some type. So he's on the homepage right now advertising for our rib eating contest sponsored by Ben E. Keith. Now, this is the first annual rib eating contest that's going to be held at the 9th annual Buzzbecue presented by Double B's. It's Saturday, May 18th at the North Little Rock RV Park. I'd like to thank Gravely Mowers, Edwards Food Giant, Epic Health, and Razorback Camper Sales for their involvement as well this year. Go to 1037thebuzz.com. You can get information on how to get your barbecue team in, your vendor space, and you can sign up for the first annual Ben E. Keith rib eating contest at the 9th annual Double B's Buzzbecue. And it's going to be basically clean
it's
the bone.
Yeah.
First 10 that enter.
Inaugural.
Inaugural. It's very exciting. And then tomorrow as well, we've got Food and Foam Fest benefiting the Arthritis Foundation, excuse me. And we do have tickets to give away, so stay tuned all day today and then all day tomorrow as well to win tickets to Friday night. Monday, you are going to be live at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Benton for their end-of-month extravaganza.
True.
And then next Tuesday, you're going to be at Double B's right down the road here, Riverfront Drive in Little Rock, followed by Drive Time coming to you live from Rainwater, Holt, and Sexton in Fayetteville, no less, which is not right down the road. And that pretty much sums it up as far as where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing over the next week. Again, log on to 1037thebuzz.com. Get a complete rundown of everything we have going on. Check out the events calendar, vote on our weekly poll, and see what's coming up in programming. Ta-da!
Neil Diamond's been hot lately. I don't know if you heard Sweet Caroline, the anthem of Boston Red Sox games for years and years, is one of the hottest commodities in all the land. Song was downloaded more than 19,000 times this week. Sales up 597%.
You know what the song was originally written about, right?
What?
The 15-year-old...
daughter of JFK?
You got it.
Yeah. Strong. 597% increase, according to Nielsen's SoundScan. He told Rolling Stone, did Diamond, that he will write a song about the bombings and other tragedies as well, though. I'm writing now and obviously affected by the situation in Boston, so I'm writing about it, just to express myself. But he says he's going to donate the money to the One Fund Boston. So that's good. Good to see Neil get in the act, spreading a little love. Of course, he sang it live at the game the other day. Do you recognize this woman, Matt, next to Mark Wahlberg in this picture?
See. Yes.
She was involved in this interview.
I mean, yes.
Mark, would you ever do a once-in-a-lifetime concert for the victims of Boston?
Absolutely.
As Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch?
Oh, Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch, sorry about
that.
Close, okay.
Why not?
All right, sounds good, man.
She's got a deep voice.
That was not her question. There's a picture here, and you can see the video on TMZ.com of Mark Wahlberg coming out of some kind of event, and he was being interviewed by reporters, including former KATV reporter Kristen Fisher, who is now in D.C. At least last I heard she was. Anyway, that's not the point. I love the guy. The guy says...
The Funny Bunch?
The Fun Bunch.
The Fun Bunch.
Not the Funky Bunch.
They were
the fun
group
bunch.
Of guys.
The
fun they really bunch. Were.
And the fact that Mark Wahlberg did not say, "How's your mother?" was very good, I thought. Great restraint on Mark Wahlberg's part. What an idiot. TMZ reporters. But I keep playing their content, so I'm part of the problem.
They're on a streak, though. They've got to be doing that's on purpose.
That's by far the best entertainment there is that you can get, like, for up-to-date. I mean, they break, like, they broke Whitney Houston's death. They broke Michael Jackson's death. I mean, they know it before the mainstream.
They probably cause it. They're breaking all this.
I don't know. They know it before anyone else does, though.
That was a 30-second clip. There was a 35-second commercial before the clip, so they got to be making some money.
No doubt. Well, I don't know if there's, I don't know if the whole Funky Bunch is still alive. I mean, I'd love to get the Funky Bunch back together again.
I was always a Donnie Wahlberg, you know?
Great talent.
NKOTB.
Yeah, NKOTB.
Yeah, very talented family.
Well, the first and most important purpose for tonight's event at Radio City Music Hall is for NFL teams to select college players and build towards their future. But don't be surprised if you see a few extra cameras in the house, because there's production of an upcoming movie called Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner. It's set to begin at Radio City Music Hall, the film in which Costner plays the GM of the Cleveland Browns.
No way.
Swear to you. I mean, this story just keeps coming up. Involves an 11th-hour trade for Ryan Mallett. Not really. Depicts the difficult personal and professional decisions an NFL executive must make during a 24-hour period of the NFL draft. The film will feature a host of football players and on-air personalities, including Gruden, Mayock, Deion Sanders, Rich Eisen, Mel Kiper, and Boomer, Chris Berman. Several of the players participated in the NFL's second annual Pro Hollywood Boot Camp. NFL defensive end turned actor Terry Crews will also play a role in the movie. Arian Foster, who made a cameo in an episode of Hawaii Five-0, will play a prominent role in the movie. This is the former Tennessee running back who is now a star in Houston.
I'd watch that movie.
I will, too. It's got to be better than Any Given Sunday, which sucked. One last...
I know, Matt. That's what I said.
You think it sucked?
I didn't think it was that good.
Terrible.
Oh, you thought it sucked, too?
No. He said it. Okay. He didn't think it was that good. I liked it.
I thought it's a pretty good movie.
Well, they ran out of room for the name in the heading, because it was supposed to be called On Any Given Sunday, and then in parentheses, You Might See a Terrible Movie.
Sure.
He's always right. Don't argue.
He knows this.
Well, Al Pacino was in it, and he is excellent. So.
And I'll tell you another thing. I want you guys to get out there and kill him.
By the way, you said Pacino.
Has anybody seen my motorcycle keys? If I was 10 years younger, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You've turned him into a Kennedy somehow.
My Pacino always sounded like Kennedy.
If your face was a little more red.
Well, hey, look. Everybody's career came to a crashing and
would you say
an early halt.
Crashing halt?
Yes, he did.
Chappaquiddick, anyone? Notre Dame fans, are going to be excited about this news, and I'm very thrilled about it, mostly because any opportunity to play a song from Bon Jovi is a good excuse. You may have heard this already. I'm sure you're excited about it. Oh, boy, where do I go? So many great, great opportunities here. We'll go with this one. John Bon Jovi's kid is going to be a Notre Dame fighting Irishman. His name's Jesse. He's walking on in South Bend. I love the way they wrote this story. Bon Jovi was a runaway success in high school, doling out bad medicine to opponents at Brooklyn Pauley Prep County Day and ending his career in a blaze of glory. Now he's one step closer to fulfilling his secret dreams. He's been on the borderline regarding his future in football, but high school teammates, include a Fighting Irish defensive end commit, gave him another reason to believe and dedicate his flesh and bone to the Notre Dame cause. So cute. So Jesse Bon Jovi coming soon to a Touchdown Jesus near you.
He needs some good news.
What?
He needs some good news. Wasn't his daughter just arrested for drugs
maybe
a week ago?
Richie Sambora may or may not have left the band. I mean, Been a lot of controversy in Bon Jovi world.
He needs some good news.
Boy, I tell you, 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next minute you're opening for Guar, eh, big baby?
Ain't that true?
I am so jealous that you guys can go to that.
Why didn't you go?
Golf tournament. I had to get up early, be responsible.
The day after Guar is a unique day.
Is
yeah.
it?
I don't know. I've been hungover before. I've been hungover and covered in blood before. What's the big deal? Save it. Ideal Feet, 501-537-3100. If you woke up this morning feeling like you got out of a Guar show last night, maybe Ideal Feet
right.
can
could
help.
It could be your alignment. It could be your foot alignment. Absolutely.
If you're trying to have a nice day, Ideal Feet can help. 10700 North Rodney Parham Road in The Rock. IdealFeet.com. Great thing is it's nothing like going to the doctor. No knock on doctors. I'm just saying. This is quick. It's easy. It's painless. No surgeries. No injections. Just a great fit and a game changer for you. I got some Ideal Feet inserts a couple of years ago, and while I still may not dress very well, by golly, I feel a heck of a lot better walking around.
A million bucks, absolutely.
Ideal Feet inserts can change your life. Instant relief, a money-back guarantee, and an opportunity for you to try it before you buy it. If you're not 100% sure you want to make the investment, try it out. You'll be happy you did. I promise you, you'll be thrilled with your Ideal Feet inserts. Ideal Feet, again, online at idealfeet.com, or go by and see my man Clarence over at I-430 and Ronnie Parham. And get your body in the proper alignment with Ideal Feet. 1233 in the zone. Back in a moment. If you want in, this is a good time. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. We'll be back in just 1 moment.